Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, NBC Sports Bay Area Raiders Insider Scott Baer, and my featured guest this week is former Silver and Black linebacker Miles Burris, who is transitioning to another part of his life because his knees just weren't working in the way that would allow him to play at a high level in the NFL. And ultimately, that led him to make what was a difficult choice to move away from athletics and pursue a new career in acting. And it's actually going pretty well. As a matter of fact, he's on network television later on Wednesday night on CBS. We talk about that. We also talk about the transition going from being a football player, something he'd worked on his entire life, and deciding when and what he wanted to do with his next chapter. Miles was very candid about everything that went on with the Raiders and everything that he's doing now. A really honest, candid conversation that I think that you guys are going to enjoy. My guest on this week's Raiders Insider Podcast is former Silver and Black linebacker Miles Burris, who has entered into a new profession now, one that you can find on an IMDb page. That's right, he's becoming an actor, and as a matter of fact, the man is on a network television show coming up tomorrow. That's right, Code Black on CBS. Miles Burris is on it. So Miles, let's get started with this. Give me some background about how and why you decided to transition into acting and really how it's going so far.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I kind of got the bug a little bit in college. Not that I started acting in college. I started getting really into film and watching movies and just kind of had the idea that this would be, you know, a fun thing to do as a job, or at least to give it a shot and see if it's for me or if it's something I like. So I didn't really tell anybody about it. I'm a very private guy. I told my dad and my girlfriend, who's my wife now. And he sent me some money to take some classes in college, and I did that and liked it. And I always knew that once football was done and over, I would at least give it a shot, see if it was something I was good at, see if it was something that I liked. And I did. It just took me a lot longer to accept that football was done. my 2015 – In 2015, I was released by the Raiders injured, and I thought I was going to be back that season. I had a bunch of calls right off the bat, and I just wasn't ready to go yet. It took me a whole year to rehab, and then after that, I took a bunch of different workouts and almost had a couple bites and just had some rough stuff come along the way. And then I had a mini camp with the Vikings, and it was, you know, 3 days, and it was like, it was just, your body gets beat. Your body's beat up. And I was working out, and I was, you know, telling myself I was healthy enough to play again, but I'm working out 4 or 5 hours a day and then shutting it down. But that's sun up to sun down. And I could see on film my body, all my past injuries, and it just wasn't allowing me to play at the level that I needed to. So I came home and I was depressed because I really felt like I was supposed to play again. And my wife let me mope for a day. and then she said, "Hey, you're getting off the couch. You've talked about this acting thing long enough. Like, I'm getting you into a class. Like, we're gonna take headshots." She took headshots of me on her iPhone.
That's great.
Got me put up on casting websites, and just got me moving. And it was the hope that I needed. And ended up booking my first ever audition and kind of rolled from there and never looked back.
So tell me about what's coming up here shortly. I mean, Code Black is a big deal. That's a CBS show. Rob Lowe is on it. I mean, it's a big deal. How'd you land that gig and what was the experience like?
Yeah, man, it was awesome. It was a little bit after I had gotten with my agency, SDB Partners. We got in there on the audition. And it was a college football player who has an accident and, you know, a lot of emotions to follow. It was a lot of firsts for me. First time on a network television show, first time in a drama. Right. And it was also my biggest role I'd gotten yet. I think it was my first, no, not my first guest star, but top of show guest star and a big role. And I got to, you know, meet a lot of great people, you know, Rob Lowe, Louis Guzman, some of these big wigs in the industry. And that was cool. That was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, so are you living in Los Angeles now, or are you kind of shuttling back and forth? Because for those Raiders fans who don't know, you are from Los Gatos. So are you still up here? Are you working down south? What's your situation?
Yeah, from actually from the Sacramento area.
Uh-huh.
And then went to San Diego State, and then was with the Raiders. So I was living in Orange County when I first started acting.
Okay.
And then I realized, hey, man, that's too much driving every day, every time I get a job. So I moved to L.A. About a year ago. And I've been rolling with it ever since.
Yeah, man, that's such a cool kind of transition. And hey, like, you got to go for it sometimes. And I mean, do you get nervous during these auditions? Is there any parallel that you can draw from, you know, the moments before a big game when you're on national television to something like this? Like, does that kind of ease your psyche because you've been through big time pressure moments, or is this like a totally different thing?
I think it does to an extent because you've been there, you've been in those big moments. So it does help there. But anytime you do something that you've never done before, there's always inevitably going to be some nerves and some fear associated with it. More of it was, more excitement for me. It was new, but as far as, you know, comparing it to the pressure of the NFL, a lot of people, you know, I was like, man, you went into acting, you know, another highly visible and competitive and pressure filled thing. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about the pressure part, because for me, pressure is walking into a packed stadium with thousands of fans, right, nationally televised, with millions of people watching, and having to go and meet Mr. Marshawn Lynch in the hole and hope that that goes your way. That's pressure. And the kicker there is you only get one take.
Right.
You walk into an audition and could be a bunch of big wigs sitting at a table, but one, I don't know who they are. Uh-huh. And two, you don't do it the way they like. They say, oh, okay, well, you know, that was great, but maybe we could try it a little bit like this. And you get to do that a few times until you get the track you want. And that's very different for me. So no, I don't feel those kind of nerves in comparison to football.
It must be nice because you've gotten some good response so far, right? I mean, you know, we talked about Code Black. You have something coming up on a show called Teachers on TV Land. And, you know, so you're getting some good responses. That must be kind of a motivating factor for you to really get after this new thing.
Oh, absolutely. It was very encouraging because, one, the biggest fear for me in not having football anymore was I was so passionate about it.
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was all day, every day. That was always thinking about how I could get better and what I could do. And I just wanted it to last out of the fear of never having something. I couldn't imagine myself having a passion for anything else vocationally than football. So I figured once football's done, like, yeah, then I'll just have a regular job and it'll be a little joyless, you know?
Right.
And the first time I stepped on set was like my first day in pads when I was in fifth grade. It rescued my passion. I mean, it was so much fun. It was, you still get the performance element, the excitement, the nerves a little bit. It helped me to move on. And it was, it's something I'm really grateful for, really blessed to have. But yeah, right when I got into this, just, All these industry professionals are saying, man, I can't believe that you just started this or you've never done this. Like, you're really good at this. You have a natural talent for it. And that was really encouraging. And also just, you know, I think right in the beginning, I booked something like, I don't know, four or five out of my first eight auditions, which is kind of unheard of.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound very normal to me. Just to give the listeners a little bit of background, in terms of my, you know, kind of sports media coverage, I actually, and I don't know if you know this, Miles, I covered San Diego State when you were a true freshman for 1 year back in the Chuck Long era. Back when he was at San Diego State, and then obviously again with the Raiders. And I know, trust me, this dude works out harder than anyone on the planet, always staying in peak physical condition. When you were a football player primarily, I mean, just that drive for you, not only to play, but everything that you did outside of that. I mean, it was pretty much all consuming, right? I mean, you were always in the best physical shape. You started as a true freshman back at San Diego State, right? I mean, you were always kind of pushing. Like, I guess my question is, like, where does that drive come from? Like, because you were so into it. You were always in the best shape. You were always doing whatever you could to maintain that. Where does that drive come from, do you think?
You know, I always tell people I'm very hope-driven. Uh-huh. So for me, I mean, my first day in pads, I just immediately fell in love in fifth grade with football. So I ran up the street after practice. My mom opens the door. I said, Mom, I want to play in the NFL. I got to call Dad. He was on a business trip. Dad, I love football. And I was so proud and happy to tell him because he was a college football player. I said, I want to play in the NFL. And it wasn't that like, oh, this is a surefire thing. But it was something that I had started working towards in my head with the hope of if I work hard enough, I can make this happen.
Right.
And I may not be, you know, a Khalil Mack type talent or not very naturally talented guy. Not that he isn't one of the hardest workers I've ever met in my life, but I didn't have that that kind of God-given ability. But I knew that if I worked hard enough, I could make this thing happen. Or at least I believed it. And there's times of doubt, and there's times of wondering if this is going to be a real thing, and fighting through the negativity and keep continuing to grind and work. But there was always that hope. That's what drove me.
The Raiders Insider Podcast is brought to you by Evergood Sausage Company, bringing you locally smoked, handmade sausages out of San Francisco for 92 years, family owned. I do have one question for you about your workout process, because when you were in the locker room, you had these, I don't even know what to call it. To call it electrodes may not even be the right term, but you would like hook these things up to your legs to like speed the recovery process or something like that. And I think even some of the players around you were like, what is this guy doing? So can you tell us what you were doing there? It seemed like you were getting shocked right there in the locker room.
Oh, I was, man. That thing's a pain machine. And, That's one of the things you catch a lot of weird eyes when you're doing whatever it takes and willing to do whatever it takes to keep playing ball and be at your best. And it was an electric stim machine, and I used that a lot to get like loosening up before games. It was also good in helping me kind of recover and recover from injuries and things like that, which I was always playing injured. And so it was a big part of my routine before practices and especially games, because I was just, you know, more than anybody knew, I wasn't telling anybody but my wife, because I'm so private and I didn't want, you know, concern for future contracts, but I was hiding a lot of the injuries I had. I didn't want, you know, people to think I was making excuses, all these things. So a lot of game days, I couldn't even bend my knee, you know, past 90 degrees and different things going on. And so it took me a lot of work. I'd get there, you know, 4 hours before the game and start doing my routine and taking painkillers, and anti-inflammatories, just so I could do whatever it took to get on the field. And I think that's the thing I'm most proud of in my career, is that I gave it my all. I think anybody that watched me, you saw my preparation a little bit, they know I gave it my all. On off days, I wasn't, you know, just lounging around. I was flying to Arizona, flying to Utah, flying all over to see different specialists, get different treatments, to do whatever it took so that I could play one more game. And you know, I just had to do whatever it took. And I'm proud that I wouldn't leave the field unless I absolutely had to. And more than that, I'm proud that my teammates respected me. You know, those are your guys, your brothers that you're with sun up to sun down. They know what you're going through. They knew that I was playing through pain. They knew I wasn't a guy that was going to make excuses and was going to give his all. And so for me, those were the most important things. And I can look back and look myself in the mirror and know that I did what I had to do, and I maximized what I had.
Yeah, if I recall, your knees were not very nice to you. They were a bit of an issue, right? And it took you out of an off-season program at least once. And is that a difficult thing, because you're doing all this stuff, right, to try to play at your maximum level, right? And you know how good that you can be, and maybe you're kind of physically being betrayed a little bit, you know? Was that a difficult thing because, you know, you came in, again, as a, you know, college football tackle machine, you know, and then in the NFL, you got a chance to start, you had a chance to play every single day, and just to not be right, I don't know if frustrating is the right term, but like, what's that experience like? Because you're like, I know I can play at this level, but my body's mm-hmm. only letting me, you know, kind of get to this point, you know, yeah. Was that frustrating, especially towards the end there?
Beyond. I don't think there's words to describe the way I felt about it. Honestly, I was depressed while I was playing. You know, I saw my knee as a ticking time bomb. I wanted to play in the NFL for 15 years and do great things and win awards and win Super Bowls. I wanted to do all that. The greatest joy for me every morning was to be able to walk in the building and be an Oakland Raider, to be in the NFL, to be living my dream. While all the while I wasn't able to enjoy it because I made it too much about me. But, you know, I saw my knee. It was kind of stealing my hope. And it was very frustrating because I had all the talent in there, but sometimes I would go to plant my right leg and it's not pushing my body anywhere. And yeah, I can't even put into words what that felt like, because I'm a guy, like, you know, that always wants to do extra. And sometimes I could hardly make it through practice.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're right. When you have the motivation, but maybe, something isn't just operating like it should, we all kind of take for granted, you know, the basic physical premises of, you know, what you're doing. So, you know, that must have been difficult. And I guess you talked a little bit about it, but this transition, and you talked about your wife kind of being there for you, you know, was it kind of like a get yourself off the mat moment? Because as we've talked about, your motivation and your drive was so intense to be a football player, and then to transition out of that, I mean, you know, that must have been difficult. And now that you're on the other side of it, can you look back and maybe, you know, say, hey, you know, that was a hard time, but I've gotten through it? Like, what was the transition like, I guess, kind of once you realize, all right, you know, I'm still young, I still have a lot left in me, now I need to do this other thing. Was that a difficult time? And now that you're on the other side of it, you know, are you excited about what's coming next?
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult. I think, and I've seen it at every level, in high school, in college, and in the pros, the transition out of football is very hard because it's the greatest game in the world. And I think anybody who's serious about it wants to continue to play as long as they can and be as great as they can and push the limits. And it's hard for anybody. And that's one thing I always want to be here for, any of the guys that are making that transition, to help them out. But yeah, it was tough for me, especially because I was getting workouts the whole time, and I had so many bites. Hey, we're gonna sign. Oh no, actually we're not. And then you know, after the season in January of 2017, the Jets, they're, okay, we got a contract for him. We're gonna fax it over. Blah blah blah. I'm at lunch with my family. I'm saying, hey, you know, I'm getting signed by the Jets. Everybody's all excited. And then, you know, I think it was 10 minutes later, they said, hey, actually the trainers vetoed it. Your injury history is just too much for them. They're not willing to take you on. Wow. And so there was a lot of those devastating guts to the blow, but I kept pushing through because I really felt like I was meant to go back to play.
Sure.
And meant to play more, because that's what I'd done my whole life. And so to finally get to the point where I had to accept it was over was very difficult. And if it weren't for my wife and getting me moving, and just being there as such a support, not just with her, you know, with her words and saying, oh, you can do anything, like really getting me into classes, really getting me moving. And it showed me that this is real. And I didn't know if it, you know, I thought acting would be fun. So I tried my hand to it. I didn't know if I would be passionate about it. I didn't know if I'd find anything I was passionate about, like football, as far as work goes. But yeah, she gave me that bump. She was my strength in it, and I'm very, very grateful for that.
Yeah, I love what you said earlier in this interview. I actually wrote it down because it was so good. You said that it rescued your passion. And, you know, as someone who knows you a little bit, I know how driven you were at one profession. So if just for those of you that don't know, this man was passionate about playing football. And like you were saying, to get physically right, to be able to do it like you've done it at a high level forever. How much do you follow? I mean, you're you know, a Bay Area, generally speaking, guy. And how much do you follow the Raiders still, given that you played for them? Do you still kind of pay attention to what they're doing?
Yeah, I do. I say in sports in general, I haven't, over the past few years since retirement, I haven't really paid attention to it too much. But the Raiders are what I keep my tabs on, and yeah. If I watch games, it'll be them. I'm a Raider through and through. I will be the rest of my life, and I'm grateful I got to play my whole career with them. So if we ever go back to games, that'll be it. And those are the games I got to go to growing up as a kid, closest team to my hometown. So still bleed that silver and black. But yeah, no, I still got friends on the team and keep up with them. So I'm definitely involved in that regard.
Okay, so just to wrap this up, we talked about this Code Black experience. You were saying, again, Teachers on TV Land. Give some people, you know, when they can watch that one and, you know, what's coming up next for you.
Yeah, so, Code Black tomorrow on CBS, 10/9 Central. Very dramatic show. And then I'll do the stark opposite on a funny sitcom on TV Land on Teachers on July 24th. And, okay. Yeah, just check them out. Yeah, I think you'll like it. And I've had a great time shooting it. I think you guys will have a great time watching it.
That's awesome. So coming from full-time football all the time to really starting from the ground up, getting some great mm-hmm. guest stars roles, Miles Burris, this has been a great conversation, man. Thank you so much for having me, or thank you so much for joining us. It was a really good conversation that I know there's a lot of Raiders fans that always want to know what their former players are doing and how the transition is. I think it's a really good thing that you're doing. So thank you so much for the time. Definitely appreciate it.
Man, thank you for having me. A great talk, and go Raiders.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, and a very special thank you to Miles Burris for taking the time and being so candid about the difficulties of transitioning from athletics to his new career in acting, which is off to a very good start. The man's already on network television. So keep an eye out for Miles and movies, TV, commercials, all that kind of stuff. And definitely 100% subscribe to the Raiders Insider Podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. And if you like our podcast, give us a rating and a review. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at MBCS Authentic. We'll be back next week with another great guest.
Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.